This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda says Nepal Army should be ready to assess and face all sorts of security challenges. Rashtriya Swatantra Party sacks lawmaker Dr. Thaka Kumar Srestha, elects Bindabasini Kongsakar as replacement. Search and rescue continues for Sherpas missing in Mount Everest region. And Myanmar military airstrikes kills more than 100 people in Sagaing region. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said Nepal Army should be ready to assess and face all sorts of security challenges. In his address to a ceremony organized to mark the induction parade of newly commissioned cadet training at Khadipati-based Nepal Military Academy in Bhaktapur yesterday, the Prime Minister said the Nepal Army needed to rightly assess the existing national and international security atmosphere. On the occasion, the Prime Minister urged newly passed out officer cadets to live with pride serving the nation till the end of their professional lives. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has said the bill related to the security press has been forwarded to save billions of rupees that was flowing out from the country. While discussing the bill in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, Minister Sharma said since security printing was a sensitive issue, it should be brought under direct government control. Earlier, lawmakers urged the government to move the bill ahead, taking fiscal and security concerns and international relations into account. However, the bill could not be endorsed due to lack of quorum yesterday. Similarly, addressing the House meeting, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, Aman Lal Modi, vowed to bring and implement the Federal Civil Service Act at the earliest. Likewise, speaking during the special hour of the House meeting, lawmakers asked the government to streamline the structures of the government offices. They showed concerns on the talk of Prime Minister's expected India visit and urged the government to be ready to put forth the issues of border disputes and faulty treaties. Moreover, they raised the issues of scientific ways of garbage management in the Kathmandu Valley by collaborating with the local levels. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has decided to elect Bindabasini Kongsakar as a lawmaker under the proportional category of the election, replacing Dr. Thaka Kumar Srestha. At a central committee meeting held yesterday, the party expelled Srestha from the post as a lawmaker due to his involvement in seeking bribes and defaming the party. Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson Ravi Lamichani announced the decision to remove Srestha and elect Kongsakar as the new lawmaker. The party will inform the parliament secretariat of Srestha's removal from the lawmaker post and will file an application with the election commission to elect Kongsakar to the vacant post. Indian ambassador to Nepal Naveen Srivastav paid a courtesy call on Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Naren Kaji Srestha yesterday. In the meeting held at the Home Ministry, they discussed Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda's impending India visit, historic ties between the two countries, and border security. Deputy Prime Minister Srestha's secretariat said Prime Minister Dahal's official visit to India would be decided soon. Likewise, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha emphasized on open dialogue between the two countries on sensitive issues, including border management and combating the cross-border crimes. In reply, the Indian ambassador said he was actively working to materialize Prime Minister Dahal's proposed India visit, adding that both countries should be sensitive to short out issues seen along the border. Nepal has received over 1.5 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech's bivalent COVID-19 vaccines donated by the governments of Austria, the Czech Republic, France, Greece and Italy through the COVAX facility. The ambassador and the head of the delegation of European Union to Nepal, Nona Dobkhe, handed over the vaccines to the secretary at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Roshan Pokhrel, yesterday. The Foreign Employment Board initiated the reintegration program for foreign employed returnees in coordination with the local levels. The board says the program has been implemented by sharing cost with various local levels to nurture returning migrant workers into entrepreneurs. Director of the board, Rama Bhatrai, said agreements had been signed with 81 local levels in 7 provinces to enforce the program. Efforts to locate and rescue 3 Sherpas who went missing in an avalanche during a climbing expedition in Mount Everest are ongoing. The 3 Sherpas, identified as Dawa Chiri Sherpa, Pemba Tenjing Sherpa and Lakpa Rita Sherpa, disappeared while carrying materials to make trails between base camp and Camp 1. They were mobilized by Imagine Nepal Trek and Expedition and are from Khumbu Pasang Lamu Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5 in Solukhumbu District. A statement from the Tourism Department confirmed that search and rescue operations are being carried out aerially by a Simric Air helicopter and via land, with support from local authorities and various organizations. The incident occurred during the spring season, a popular time for expeditions. Nepal Bar Association has drawn the government's attention to go ahead with the process to appoint the Chief Justice promptly. At a press meet organized by Nepal Bar Association yesterday, Bar Association President Gopal Krishna Ghimire demanded the government appoint the Chief Justice within the next 10 days. Ghimire also sought the implementation of a report by the then Judge Hare Krishna Kaki to end anomalies in judiciary and to maintain its dignity. Dunai of Dolpa has been connected to the National Electricity Transmission Line. Karnali Province Office of the Nepal Electricity Authority said the transmission line from Triveni of Rukum West to Dunai of Dolpa started test transmission from yesterday. The authority has said regular power transmission could begin along with the newly constructed transmission line within a couple of weeks. The Ministry of Health and Population recorded 1 additional coronavirus-related death in Nepal yesterday. In its daily update on coronavirus, the Health Ministry also confirmed 121 corona infection cases while testing 2,377 samples yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The discovery of 2 dead rhinoceros in the buffer zone of Chitwan National Park is a tragic reminder of the ongoing threat to wildlife in the region. The bodies of the animals were found in separate locations within the park, one in a tributary of the Narayani River under the Amaltari sector of the Chitwan National Park and the other near the Riu stream in the Mardi sector. Information Officer and Assistant Conservation Officer at Chitwan National Park, Ganesh Prasad Tiwari, confirmed the deaths. The rhino found in the Amaltari sector was a female of nearly 7 months. The one found near the Riu stream was a 6-month-old male rhino, which Tiwari suspects may have been killed in a tiger attack. Now on to some international updates. The number of people killed in Tuesday's airstrike by the Myanmar military is said to have crossed more than 100. The BBC quotes survivors as saying they have collected at least 80 bodies but expect the toll to rise further. The spokesperson for the military junta, General Zhao Mingtun, has confirmed they launched the airstrike at a village in the northwestern Sagaing region. The United Nations has condemned the attack. Communities in Sagaing have put up some of the strongest opposition to the military rule. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda says Nepal Army should be ready to assess and face all sorts of security challenges. Rashtriya Swatantra Party SAC lawmaker Dr. Thakur Kumar Shrestha elects Bindabasini Kangsakar as replacement. Search and rescue continues for Sherpas missing in Mount Everest region, and Myanmar military airstrikes kills more than 100 people in Sagaing region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.